Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Friday evening, March 7th, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Trump's executive order on English as official language, what it means for Hispanic marketing and Spanish SEO. President Donald Trump recently signed an executive order declaring English as the official language of the United States, potentially impacting Hispanic marketing and Spanish SEO. With the potential reduction of Spanish language content on government websites, businesses targeting Spanish-speaking consumers must prepare for a shifting digital landscape. Hispanic Market Advisors highlights the implications and opportunities this change presents, recommending strategies such as investing in Spanish SEO, creating Spanish language content, building bilingual websites, engaging on social media, and leveraging paid advertising in Spanish. While challenges may arise, this new era also presents opportunities for businesses willing to adapt and connect with the Latino market through tailored digital strategies. An assault on due process, Trump's expedited removals must be stopped. An immigration attorney in South Florida with over 18 years of experience, Maribel Apeza, is sounding the alarm on Trump's latest move to expand expedited removals. This policy would allow authorities to deport individuals without a fair hearing, impacting TPS holders and humanitarian parole recipients. The threat of expedited removals not only endangers vulnerable communities, but also violates the Equal Protection Clause by potentially leading to racial profiling. PISA urges action to stop this unconstitutional policy and protect the rights of all individuals, regardless of their immigration status. It's time to stand up for justice and ensure that due process is upheld for everyone in the United States. Trump's executive order on English as official language, what it means for Hispanic marketing and Spanish SEO. President Donald Trump recently signed an executive order declaring English as the official language of the United States, impacting Hispanic marketing and Spanish SEO. Federal agencies may no longer provide Spanish language resources, creating opportunities for businesses to fill the gap. To capitalize on this shift, companies can invest in Spanish SEO, create Spanish language content, build bilingual websites, engage on social media, and leverage paid advertising in Spanish. While challenges may arise for Spanish-speaking communities, businesses can adapt and connect with the Latino market through tailored digital strategies. Hispanic Market Advisors is available to help brands enhance their digital presence in Spanish and reach millions of Hispanic consumers. Contact them today at info@HispanicMarketAdvisors.com or visit www.HispanicMarketAdvisors.com.
Colorado Skies Academy shines in latest Centennial Airport Economic Impact Report by CDOT Division of Aeronautics. Colorado Skies Academy, a public charter school specializing in aviation and aerospace education, has been recognized in the 2025 Colorado Aviation Economic Impact Study for its vital role in supporting Centennial Airport. The study shows that the airport generated over 9,000 jobs, $769.5 million in payroll, and $1.3 billion in value added. By providing hands-on STEM education to middle school students, Colorado Skies Academy is cultivating the next generation of aviation leaders and fueling the local workforce. The school's partnerships with airport businesses and community groups are creating mentorship and internship opportunities, strengthening ties within the Centennial area. Executive Director Krista Coriel emphasizes the school's commitment to nurturing future innovators and contributing to the industry's growth.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.